Okay, so are you ready for this? A potential hurricane in November. Seems like Mother Nature didn't get the memo that hurricane season is almost over. We're talking about this system brewing down in the Caribbean. It's currently just an Invest 99L, but get this. It has a really high chance of becoming Tropical Storm Sarah. And maybe even Hurricane Sarah. Like a 90% chance of forming in the next week. So what are we even looking at here? Could this actually become a hurricane this late in the game?
Yeah, it's different.
What's the path even looking like?
Right.
And just how rare is November hurricane anyway?
Well, you know what's interesting here is how this whole situation really challenges our assumptions about hurricane season. We tend to think of it as this, like, neat little box on the calendar, but nature really operates on its own schedule.
Totally. This Invest 99L is throwing a real wrench in the works.
Yeah.
And what's really catching my eye are these spaghetti models. Some of them are showing a potential track right towards Florida.
Oh, wow.
A November hurricane in Florida. That's wild.
It is definitely less common, but not totally unheard of. Remember, the Atlantic hurricane season officially runs through November 30th. So while it's getting late in the game, it's not completely out of bounds.
Okay, so it's not totally unprecedented, but
Updates?
has Florida actually been hit by a November hurricane before?
Yeah.
I mean, how often does this really happen?
It's rare, but it has happened. The most recent example we have is Hurricane Nicole, which made landfall on the east coast of Florida just last year on November 10th, 2022. And before that, you have to go all the way back to 1985 when Hurricane Kate hit Mexico Beach as a Category 2 storm.
1985, that's almost 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So we're potentially talking about a very unusual event here.
Yeah.
But what's even more striking, I think, is the potential intensity of this Invest 99L.
Right.
Some models are suggesting that it could become a major hurricane. A major hurricane in November. That just seems crazy.
Right. And this is where things get really fascinating. One of the main factors that's driving this potential intensity is the unusually warm water we're seeing in the Gulf of Mexico right now. These warm waters act like rocket fuel for hurricanes, giving them the energy they need to strengthen and potentially rapidly intensify.
Hold on, rapid intensification. Break that down for me. What does that actually even look like?
Rapid intensification is essentially a hurricane going through a growth spurt on steroids. It's defined as a storm's maximum sustained wind speeds increasing by at least 35 miles per hour within a 24-hour period. So imagine a storm that's a Category 1 hurricane suddenly becoming a Category 3 or even a Category 4 in less than a day.
That's a big jump.
That's the kind of power we're talking about.
Whoa, that's intense. And you're saying these unusually warm waters in the Gulf are contributing to that.
Yeah.
Just how warm are we talking?
Well, sea surface temperatures in the Gulf are currently running a few degrees above average, which might not sound like much. But in the world of hurricanes, even a small increase in water temperature can make a big difference.
Okay, that makes sense. Warm water equals more energy for the storm. But just how much of a role is that playing here? Could this Invest 99L even become a major hurricane without these unusually warm conditions?
That's a great question. And it's something that scientists are still studying. It's difficult to say for sure whether this particular storm would reach major hurricane status without the added fuel from the warm Gulf waters. However, we know that warmer water provides more energy for these storms, making them more likely to intensify and potentially do so rapidly.
So it's definitely a factor we need to consider. And, you know, we hear a lot about climate change these
You're
days.
right.
So I'm wondering if there's a connection here. Could climate change even be contributing to these warmer than average water temperatures in the Gulf?
There is definitely a connection. As global temperatures rise due to climate change, we're seeing a corresponding increase in ocean temperatures. And as we've discussed, warmer ocean water can lead to more intense hurricanes. So while it's difficult to attribute any single event directly to climate change, the overall trend is clear. Warming oceans are making it more likely for storms to rapidly intensify and reach higher categories.
Okay, so there's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
A potential hurricane brewing in November, unusually warm water in the Gulf of Mexico, and this whole issue of rapid intensification. It's a lot to wrap our heads around.
It is, and this is just the beginning. We still have a lot to unpack.
Absolutely. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's zoom in on the potential threat to Florida. What are the chances this thing actually makes landfall there? And if it does, Where along the coast could we see the biggest impact?
Predicting the track of a hurricane, especially this far out,
right,
is incredibly complex. There are a lot of variables at play.
Okay.
Steering currents, the interaction with land, even the timing of its development.
Hmm.
All of these factors can influence where a storm goes and how strong it becomes.
Right. Those spaghetti models can be pretty confusing with all those lines going in different directions.
They can be.
So what are the models even saying right now about Invest99L and its potential path towards Florida?
Well, it's important to remember that models are just tools. They're not crystal balls.
Right.
They give us a range of possibilities, not a definitive answer.
Okay.
That said, some of the current models do show Invest99L potentially heading north through the Gulf of Mexico, which could put Florida's Gulf Coast in the line of fire.
Okay, so Florida's Gulf Coast is potentially in play.
Potentially, yeah.
But how reliable are these models, especially this far out from a potential landfall?
Right.
I mean, couldn't the storm just veer off in a completely different direction?
Absolutely. It's still early in the game, and the storm's track could change significantly over the next few days.
Okay.
Even a slight shift in the steering currents could send it on a completely different path.
Yeah, that's the tricky thing about hurricanes.
Mm.
They're notoriously fickle.
Mm.
It's like trying to predict the path of a leaf in a whirlwind.
Right.
There are just so many factors that can influence their movement.
Yeah.
But even with that uncertainty, it's worth exploring the potential impact.
Right.
If this storm does take aim at Florida.
Right, because even though it's late in the season, a hurricane is still a hurricane.
Right.
And we've seen time and time again how much damage they can cause.
Absolutely.
So let's say Invest99L does become Hurricane Sarah.
Yeah.
And it does head towards Florida's Gulf Coast.
Hmm.
What are we looking at in terms of potential impact?
Well, a major hurricane, no matter when it hits, brings the same set of threats.
Okay.
Strong winds, heavy rainfall, storm surge, and the potential for tornadoes.
Right.
Any one of those can cause significant damage. And Florida's Gulf Coast is particularly vulnerable to storm surge, right? With all those low-lying coastal areas.
Exactly. Storm surge is often the most destructive aspect of a hurricane.
Mm.
And the Gulf Coast's geography makes it especially susceptible. We've seen the devastating effects of storm surge in past hurricanes,
right,
like Hurricane Michael in 2018, which caused catastrophic damage in the Florida panhandle.
Right. And it's not just the immediate damage either.
Yeah.
There's also the long-term economic impact, the disruption to people's lives, the psychological toll.
Yeah.
Just a whole cascade of consequences.
Absolutely. And we have to remember that Florida is still recovering from the impacts of hurricanes Helene and Milton.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Earlier this season, many communities are still rebuilding.
Wow.
And another hurricane could set them back significantly. It could also strain resources.
Right.
And delay recovery efforts even further.
So even if this storm doesn't reach the intensity of a major hurricane, it could still have a significant impact, especially considering what Florida has already been through this year.
That's right. And we also have to consider the potential impact on Florida's already stressed insurance market.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Another major hurricane could lead to skyrocketing premiums.
Oh.
Making it even harder for people to afford coverage.
Okay. So a lot of potential consequences here.
Yeah, a lot to think about.
But let's go back to those spaghetti models for a second.
Okay.
You mentioned that some of them show Invest99L potentially heading towards Florida's Gulf Coast.
Right.
But I'm also seeing some models that have it going in other directions.
Hmm.
Some even show it moving over Central America or Cuba.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Well, as I said before, models are not perfect predictors.
Right.
They're based on complex algorithms and calculations, and they can be influenced by a lot of different factors.
Okay.
So it's not unusual to see some variation in their projections, especially this far out from a potential event.
So those models that show the storm moving over Central America or Cuba, what would that mean for its intensity? Could that potentially weaken it before it even reaches the Gulf?
Yes, that's certainly a possibility.
Okay.
When a hurricane interacts with land, it can lose some of its strength.
Okay.
Due to friction and the disruption of its circulation.
Mm.
So if Invest99L were to move over land before reaching the Gulf,
right,
it could potentially weaken, perhaps even downgrading from a hurricane to a tropical storm.
So there's a chance that land interaction could act as a bit of a buffer.
Yeah.
Potentially reducing the impact on Florida.
Right.
That's something to watch for, I guess.
It is, and it's another reminder that there's still a lot of uncertainty in the situation.
Yeah, for sure.
The storm's track and intensity could change significantly over the next few days.
Okay, so we're talking about a lot of ifs here.
Yeah.
If Invest 99L becomes a hurricane,
right.
If it maintains its intensity, if it tracks towards Florida, it's a lot to keep track of.
It is.
But one thing that seems pretty certain is that we're dealing with an unusual event here, a potential hurricane forming in November. And I know you mentioned earlier that this isn't completely unprecedented.
Yeah.
That Florida has seen November hurricanes before.
Right.
But can you give us a little more context on that?
Sure.
What other November hurricanes have impacted Florida in the past?
You know, it's interesting to look back at the history of November hurricanes in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It really highlights how unusual the situation is.
Okay.
As we've discussed, Hurricane Nicole in 2022 and Hurricane Kate in 1985 are the most recent examples.
Right.
But going back further,
okay,
there was Hurricane Wrongway Lenny in 1999.
Wrongway Lenny.
Which got its nickname because it moved from west to east across the Caribbean.
Oh, wow.
Defying the typical hurricane path.
Okay.
And before that, there was the 1932 Cuba hurricane, which impacted Florida in early November.
Wrongway Lenny. That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
So there's a precedent for these late season storms.
Right.
But they're definitely not the norm.
Exactly. November hurricanes in Florida are outliers, not the rule.
Okay, so back to Invest 99L.
Right.
We've talked about the potential track, the intensity, the historical context. But what I'm really curious about is the timing of all this.
All right.
I mean, we're already well into November. If this storm does become a hurricane and it does head towards Florida, when could we potentially see an impact?
That's a critical question.
Yeah.
Based on the current projections, if Invest 99L does develop into a hurricane and track towards Florida,
okay,
we could potentially see an impact sometime late next week.
Okay.
That's still several days out.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Late next week. So that gives people at least a few days to prepare, right?
Hopefully. But it's important to start preparing now.
Okay.
Don't wait until the last minute. Remember, it's always better to be over-prepared than under-prepared when it comes to hurricanes.
Okay, that's good advice. So we're looking at a potential hurricane forming in November.
Right.
Possibly impacting Florida late next week.
Right.
It's a lot to take in, and there's still a lot of uncertainty. A
lot of uncertainty.
But what's clear is that this is a situation we need to pay attention to.
Absolutely. And in the next part of our deep dive, we'll explore the broader implications of this unusual event.
Okay.
And what it might mean for the future of hurricane season in a changing climate.
You know, we've been talking a lot about this potential November hurricane
yeah.
and all the what ifs surrounding it.
Right.
But I think what's really starting to sink in for me is just how unusual this whole situation is.
Yeah.
A hurricane potentially forming in November.
Uh-huh.
With the possibility of it becoming a major hurricane.
Right.
It really makes you wonder what's going on with our climate these days.
You've hit on a crucial point.
Yeah.
This isn't just about one storm.
Mm.
Invest 99L is like a flashing neon sign.
Oh, wow.
Pointing to the bigger picture of how climate change is impacting our weather patterns.
Right.
Particularly hurricanes.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit. We've already touched on the connection between warmer ocean temperatures and hurricane intensity.
Right.
But how is climate change affecting the overall picture of hurricane season?
Yeah.
I mean, are we going to see more of these late season storms in the future?
That's a question scientists are actively investigating.
Okay.
While it's difficult to make definitive predictions, the evidence suggests that climate change could lead to several significant shifts in hurricane activity.
Like what kind of shifts are we talking about?
Well, one possibility is a longer hurricane season.
All right.
As ocean temperatures continue to rise.
Uh-huh.
The window for hurricane formation could expand both earlier in the spring
okay.
and later in the fall.
So that traditional June 1st to November 30th timeframe
right.
might become less relevant.
Exactly. The old rules might not apply anymore.
Wow.
And this has significant implications for coastal communities, emergency preparedness, and even insurance policies.
Right, because if we're potentially looking at a longer hurricane season.
Yeah.
That means a longer period of vulnerability for coastal areas.
Precisely. And it's not just about the length of the season. Climate change is also expected to intensify hurricanes, leading to stronger winds, heavier rainfall, and more destructive storm surge.
And we've already seen hints of that with Invest 99L.
Right.
And its potential for rapid intensification.
That's right. Rapid intensification is becoming more common. And it poses a significant challenge for forecasters and emergency managers.
Right.
When a storm can suddenly jump from a Category 1 to a Category 4 in a matter of hours,
wow,
it leaves very little time for people to prepare or evacuate.
So it's like the stakes are getting even higher with climate change.
They are. And this is where adaptation and mitigation come in.
Okay, let's break those down.
Okay.
What do we mean by adaptation and mitigation in the context of hurricanes and climate change?
So mitigation is about addressing the root cause of climate change.
Okay.
By reducing greenhouse gas emissions. This is a long-term strategy, but it's essential for curbing the warming of our planet.
Right.
And mitigating the long-term impacts on hurricane activity.
And adaptation. What does that look like?
Adaptation is about adjusting to the changing reality of hurricanes in a warmer world.
Okay.
This involves things like strengthening building codes, improving early warning systems, and investing in more resilient infrastructure.
So it's about both tackling the problem at its source and preparing for the impacts that are already happening.
Exactly. It's a two-pronged approach.
Right.
We need to reduce our emissions to mitigate the long-term risks.
Right.
But we also need to adapt to the changes that are already underway to protect our communities and infrastructure.
Okay, so we've got mitigation and adaptation. But what about on a more individual level?
Yeah.
What can people do to prepare for this new reality of potentially more intense and less predictable hurricanes?
Individual preparedness is absolutely crucial. It starts with having a plan, knowing your evacuation zone, having a hurricane kit ready, and establishing a communication plan with your family.
Okay.
It's also about staying informed, paying attention to weather forecasts, understanding the risks specific to your area, and being proactive about taking necessary precautions.
And making sure your home is as hurricane resistant as possible, right?
Absolutely. Reinforcing your roof, installing hurricane shutters, and taking other steps to fortify your property can significantly reduce damage and protect your investment.
So it's a combination of individual responsibility, community preparedness, and larger scale policy changes.
Right.
It's about all of us working together to adapt to this new reality.
Exactly. It's a collective effort.
Mm.
We need individuals to take responsibility for their own safety and preparedness.
Mm.
We need communities to invest in resilient infrastructure and support vulnerable populations.
Right.
And we need policymakers to prioritize climate change, mitigation, and adaptation strategies.
This deep dive has really opened my eyes to the complexities of hurricane season in a changing climate.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it?
We started with this seemingly isolated weather system in the Caribbean.
Right.
And now we're talking about the future of hurricane season climate change and what we can all do to adapt and prepare.
It all connects.
It really does. Well, you've given us a lot to think about today. As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with this.
Okay.
We've talked about the science, the risks, and the potential solutions.
Right.
So the question is, what will you do with this information?
That's a good question.
How will you apply it to your own life and your community?
Yeah.
The future of hurricane season is uncertain, but one thing is clear. Knowledge and preparedness are our best defenses. Stay safe, stay informed, and take action.